Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning and welcome to NABWIC Talks. I'm your host, Jada Williams, and it gives me great pleasure to be here with you this beautiful Wednesday morning. I have to ask you, though, to follow, like, and share, just like the commercial just asked, on all your different social media platforms that you're hanging out with NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, this morning. Or you could just head over to our website at www.nabwic.org and engage with us. Yep, that's the best place to get caught up on NABWIC World. You can click the Join Now button, the most important, so you can become our next newest member. It's that easy. You could also, on the same site, go to our calendar and check out our different events and what we have going on nationally, which there are so many things going on also in your local area, and it is the best place to find out how you can also get connected in the different committees in NABWIC World, or just check us out on all the different info. So we got you at www.nabwic.org. Just head over and check out our beautiful website. So this morning, as always, like we promise and like you demand, we have a show planned for you. But no other than the master builder, Ann McNeil herself, is in the studio this morning with me. We have Ursula Odom of Sula 2 and Jackie Perry of JPN Associates in the studio as well this morning. So good morning, ladies. Ann, how are you?
Jada, I tell you, every time if I were any better, Jada, I would be you. And today is no different. Yes. And welcome back. Glad to have you back. I also, Jada, would be remiss if I did not mention the fact that we have had a phenomenal, phenomenal billion-dollar luncheon this past Wednesday. We had over 300 people to actually register for our billion-dollar luncheon opportunities in the space of aviation. And it was phenomenal. We had three airports. We had Fort Lauderdale Airport. We had Chicago O'Hare. And we also had Detroit Airport, and it was awesome when you think about over 100 people, not just registered, but many of them, 99.9% stayed to the very end, So I just want to mention that because we actually spotlighted the president, CEO of AMAC, Ms. Wimbush, Emily Wimbush. And so we're going to do it again. And this is my opportunity to just remind everybody, just like you said, go to the website, get the details. We have a save the date now, and that is going to help continue to add such great value to our members. And Jada, speaking of members, our newest member, Ms. Yolanda Robinson, today is another example of the fact that we're like a magnet for those individuals who are already in this industry or interested in becoming a member of this organization or interested in becoming involved in construction, be they white, black, green, yellow, Hispanic, male, female, We are open to everybody. So I'm excited, Yolanda, to hear your story. Did read a little bit about you, and your story is so similar to so many of our stories. Mothers with children, mothers starting very humbly into this industry and building on top of that, and even building a foundation to add greater value to your clients. So I'm excited. Jada, I want to remind everybody that, yes, we are the voice of this industry, and just like the commercial said, our desire is to continue to build long and strong lasting strategic partnerships with first rate organizations and individuals as we continue, Jada, to provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for Black women in this industry. And I always say, let's get this party started.
Yes, indeed. You know, I can't wait to get this party started. And just like our founder, the Master Builder, mentioned, just in case you missed it, you can always catch NABWIC World on our different YouTube channel, all right? So that billion-dollar luncheon in aviation opportunities, don't feel like you missed out, especially if you're one of our brothers and sisters, a member, keyword member. We got your back. All you got to do is go to YouTube or shoot us a request at marketing, and we will make sure we get that link to you, because this is why we do what we do, getting you connected to the opportunities, just like the Master Builder just said. So NABWIC talks with one of our newest members, Yolanda Robinson. She's a NABWIC member and a native of Elizabeth City, North Carolina. I'm going to tell you more about Miss Yolanda after this quick commercial break. I'm going to give you some time to go ahead and grab your pen and notebook, because you want to catch these nuggets real quick.
Hi, I'm Vicki Antonio. I'm part of the South Florida chapter of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and we are excited to celebrate women in construction. What I'm most proud of about being a part of this organization is that we are a conglomerate of women who are doing great things to expand not only ourselves, but our local communities and beyond. Why it's important to support this organization is because, you know, the saying is that when you support a woman, you support a nation. So my name's Vicki Antonio. Please join us to celebrate Women in Construction.
Yes, indeed. And we are back with NABWIC Talks with Miss Yolanda Robertson. And to support a woman is to support a nation. And Miss Yolanda is out here with her boots on from Elizabeth City, North Carolina, a mother of two daughters and the founder and owner of RHD Property, Inc., which was founded in 2014. The RHD company comprises of a full-service renovation company specializing in providing full construction, repair, renovation, and property preservation services. So, Miss Yolanda Robertson, welcome to NABWIC Talks. How are you this morning?
I am doing amazing. I'm doing amazing. I want to say thank you all for having me on the show today. I'm so excited.
Of course, of course, of course. Now, you know, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting you face-to-face yet. And you already know Jackie and I do a little bit of stalkership going on behind the scenes. So in your own words, how about you share with us or share with me how it is that you became to do what it is that you're doing today in construction?
Man, so I want to definitely take it back just a little bit. I've been working since I was 14 years old. So there has always just been in me to work. And so I actually started off being a nurse. So I went to nursing school. I was doing nursing up until I started the business. And I still did it just to kind of maintain with the business. But somebody that came to me was like, hey, what do you think about doing a preservation company? So I started researching and looking into it. I'm like, you know what? I can do this. So once I got into it and got to learning everything, I just started realizing that, you know what, this was my calling. Being in this construction field, the real estate field, like this is just calling. So once we got into it and just got started with it, I've just been loving it ever since. And, of course, there's been some challenges, but I've just been loving this field ever since. And just some major things are happening right now that's just, you know, got me mind blown, and it's just been a blessing.
Of course, of course. So with everything going on and businesses always transitioning, and like you said, you've been the founder, you're wearing different hats. What are your key focuses today in RHD?
Right now, our key focuses are building relationships. We're out here networking. You know, we've just started tapping into the commercial world. So I just feel like the main thing is getting into these associations, you know, like meeting you all, because it's just things that people can kind of help, you know, help us with that we need help with. But definitely getting out here, you know, networking and just getting into different fields. Like I said, we're tapping into the commercial field now, so we're definitely excited about that. But I think that's the main thing is, you know, networking, staying focused, you know, following up when you're meeting people and just kind of getting yourself out there, getting your business out there, your name and your brand. Because I'm very big on branding.
Yes, yes. Branding and quality control is such a big thing when you are building up your company. And like you said, just putting your brand out there. So with that, what type of clients are you usually dealing with? Are you focused with now? Because I know you mentioned just a second ago, you're getting into the commercial realm. So what is your ideal client for RHD? Of course, we always wanted it to be a perfect world, but
right. So we're right now. We deal with a lot of iBuyers, which are like, you know, your Zillows, your OfferPads, Open Doors. So we deal with a lot of those clients, and I'm proud to say that we are a number one vendor with our iBuyer clients. So you know, that was a major accomplishment with us, especially being, you know, a Black woman. We are their go-to, and it just feels amazing when they call us, you know, for every little thing, like, hey, what do you think about this? But our main thing now is we're looking to get into a commercial contract with Samet. You know, Samet is one of the biggest companies out here. I actually did a presentation with them last week for Fayetteville State University, and that was just so major to me. Like, I just felt so accomplished with them. Like, okay, hey, we're getting somewhere. To be the only woman and then being a Black woman up there with eight men. You know, I just felt like, okay, hey, we're getting somewhere. Because at first I was kind of feeling that we're kind of staying a little bit stagnant. But now I'm like, okay, we're implementing things. You know, we have mentors in place. So we're actually moving to another level.
Okay, well, let's, how about this? How about, can we explore that a little bit more? How did you get your seat at the table to be able to even enter the room to join that meeting? I think that's the coolest part, because like you said, you're new, you were the only female there, but you had to do some work behind the scenes to get there. Yeah. What was that like?
Networking. So we went to a Women in Construction event. We saw it on Facebook, and we went to this event in Fayetteville. That's where I met Tonya from. And that event just opened up my eyes to so much. So while we were there at that event, Mr. Best from Samet was up there talking, and he was like, hey, you know, if you want to reach out to me, reach out to me. So as he was talking, I'm emailing him right in the presentation, like, hey, I'm interested in, you know, becoming a protege in your program. And so I kept following up with him, because everybody knows, for me, the key to success, too, is follow-up. So I kept, mm-hmm. you know, emailing him, texting him, like, hey, I really want to be in this program. So after that event, there were a couple more events that I went to, and they were there. And I went to their table every time, like, hey, you know, I'm going to make sure, ask, because I really want to be in this program. And just me being consistent and persistent with this, he called me and was like, hey, I think you'll be a great fit for this protege program. And then from there, you know, I went and we did the presentation, and it was just, like I said, it was amazing, because everything that they kept saying was, you know, we're going to help Yolanda with RHD become a prime contractor. And so for me, I kept saying, okay, I'm not going to cry. But it was just like a relief. Because I'm like, okay, hey, Dad, you know, we're finally getting a seat at the table. Like, this opportunity is just major. So, but it took me being persistent, you know, and following up and staying in, you know, these people's face, like letting them know who RHD was, or who RHD is, I'm sorry.
Right. And, you know, I'm so happy that you opened up and shared that, because sometimes I be feeling like a weirdo in these meetings or, like, for example, our billion-dollar luncheon. You know, being that we get, me and Jackie, we get a little executive privileges because we see all the information, we see who's going to be there, and then most of the time we are the ones behind the scenes running the chats and all of this stuff. So not only just in the billion-dollar luncheons, but when you go out in regular presentations, you're there like you. While you're sitting there in the meeting, if someone says something, I'll write it down, and I'm texting, I'm emailing right then and there. And it's so important, like you said, to do that follow-up and be persistent and consistent in how you work your flow in that process. Because people notice. If they notice because you're irritating, or they notice because you are really, you know, opening up their brain to whatever it is that you're trying to get to. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yep. It's very important. I tell everybody, like, listen, you have to follow up, and you have to be consistent with what you're doing.
Yes, indeed. I love it. I love it. I love it. So I know a lot of times people come on, you got the consistency, you did the follow-up. Now let's talk real, I got to get all in your business real quick, because as you're going after these larger and bigger opportunities, what about the funding? Do you have the capacity? Do you make sure you have all of those things covered? Like, how are you guaranteeing that your company is growing and glowing at the same time of getting these opportunities? I think it's probably because you're so focused on your branding and quality control. Like, how does that picture work?
Yeah. So I want to start off too by saying when we started in 2014, we started off at my kitchen table. From there, I still worked a job up until like 3 or 4 years later. So I was making sure I was using some of that money to help fund it, because being a small business, it's hard to get money to start your business. Because the banks want to see 2 years of returns. There's a lot of stuff that they want to see that, you know, we just didn't have. So I just kept building and saving. So I'm not one of those people where I'm just going out here just spending money because, okay, the business is making money. So I literally started just saving and building a portfolio and building up the business credit until I could get to a point where, okay, hey, now I can get funding. So once we were able to start getting funding and cash flow to come in, now, you know, we're able to take bigger jobs. But again, even with that, I'm making sure all of our staff get paid and our subcontractors get paid. And I'm just being just a little bit, because I know, okay, hey, it's a sacrifice. You know, it might be I gotta sacrifice right now for short term in order to be able to get this long term goal together. So within that whole sacrifice, you know, making sure that everybody else get paid and those jobs coming in and making sure that we have the money to always make payroll, you know, I really started building that business credit. And as I'm doing that, I'm able to now to end up getting bonding for certain things, and then I'm able to get, you know, money from the banks because, okay, now we're not showing a loss. You know, we're showing a profit. So, you know, I was able to get the lines of credit and be able to do, you know, the things that's needed to be able to apply to these bigger companies. It's always a major key, and it's always a holdup for some people, which is funding. But I tell everybody, you know, hey, it's a process. And you have to start, you know, with starting to building your business credit and just making sure that, hey, you know, I'm spending my money wisely so that you can actually be able to fund your job that you have.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for sharing that so clear. And I'm still use the favorite phrase that I like to share with Ms. Ursula. You painted a beautiful picture with your words of how that process works. And I feel like this is a great spot to take a quick commercial break and come back and talk more about Ms. Yolanda Robinson and RHD Property Inc. and NABWIC, how and why she wanted to become a NABWIC member and connect the dots with us. And also, don't forget, press 1 on your phones. I know you want to join in on the conversation. Ms. Ursula Odom is waiting to let you in the studio to put your mic on so you can join in the conversation. Don't forget to grab your notebook and pen so you can catch some more of these golden nuggets after this quick commercial break. And also we have Ms. Tonya Rivers and Gerald in the studio as well, so don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
I'm ready. Are you ready? The time is now to amplify your life and create your signature book. And what better time than this weekend to start moving towards your dreams? You will be amazed at how much you can get done in one weekend if you only knew what to do. Your book journey is waiting for you, so take the first step. Purchase the book, then connect with Ursula Oldham, your book coach at Sula 2 Publishing. Ursula10K.com, E-R-S-U-L-A-10K.com.
Yes, indeed. We are back. NABWIC Talks with Ms. Yolanda Robertson, the owner and founder of RHD Property, Inc. So, Ms. Yolanda, you know, if you want, you can always advertise on NABWIC as well, right? I just got to throw that plug in there because that's usually what I say next when we come after commercial break.
Well, I know, no.
Yes, ma'am. And all of the rest of our family listening in, if you have a business, an endeavor, or whatever you feel that is aligned to NABWIC's mission, purpose, our advocacy, we want to assist you and support you and allow you to, you know, advertise on NABWIC Talks as well. So back to you, Ms. Robinson, because you just have it going on up there in North Carolina, and we love it, love it, love it. So since 2014, in your business so far, what has been one of your biggest accomplishments?
I'm a person where I set goals. So every quarter, you know, I'm trying to set goals and meet goals. I think one of the biggest accomplishments for me, especially not coming from a family that didn't have everything, didn't have a lot of money or anything, I think the biggest accomplishment was when we made our first $1 million, you know, a few years ago. And it was just a blessing to me. Like, I just felt so accomplished, like, man, because this is, I never thought that we could do that. You know, just like I said, just from the background that I came from, I'm like, man, you know, you want to be able to make that type of money, but it's kind of far-fetched, like, okay, hey, can I really do this? So when we accomplished that, it just felt really good. That and the, like I said, the meeting with Fayetteville State, those were like two, I feel like, very big accomplishments for me.
Love that for you. Love that for you. And how did you, with everything you have going, how did you hear about NABWIC, and what ways did you feel like NABWIC would be a great opportunity to link up and network with?
I heard about NABWIC at the Women in Construction meeting when I met Tanya. So when she was telling me about it, I was like, man, this sounds like a really good association. I was like, you know, you got the black people, women, you know, just wanting to help each other, because it's hard to find people that genuinely want to help you and want to see you succeed. So when she was telling me about it, she spoke so highly of it. I'm like, you know, yeah, you know, let me get into this and see what this is like. So when I got on the call that you all had just to talk about the business, and I'm listening to all these people all over the world, you know, on the call just talking about different things, and I'm like, man, this is a huge benefit. Everybody needs to get into this, because you have people that can help, you know, with everything. If you're needing, you know, someone for estimating, you know, whatever you need, you all have the resources. So I just felt like, you know, this is the perfect association for us to get involved in, because it can really help us to grow our business even more.
Yes, indeed. And I'm glad you said that, because we have the resources, like you said. We always like to feel like or say that we are our own mini little Walmart in the construction realm, because any and everything you're looking for, NABWIC has it. You can come in NABWIC, and you need a consultant, if you need a PM, if you need a marketing person, if you need outreach, if you need someone to just put your story together, you can find that in NABWIC. Or if you're here, we meet you wherever you are at. If you need more learning, more education, you know, we have our education committee. We have our investment committee. We have a lot of different things going on. And even in our marketing and communications committee, you might not be into a trained skill in something, but if you like it and you participate, you can get training in it. And everything you do in that week, you can take it back and use it in your own business. So I just think that's the dopest part about NABWIC. I don't know. I might have been a member too long being a cheerleader, but I just feel like that's the dopest thing to me.
It is. It really is.
Love it.
You know, to join.
Yes, and Ms. Yolanda Robinson, a lot of people have to feel like you and myself because, believe it or not, today's studio is packed. Like, every line is filled in the production. So, listen, fam, you're listening in to Ms. Yolanda Robinson share her story on NABWIC Talks. I'm not selfish. I cherish the airtime we have this morning. So go ahead and push 1 on your phone, and Ms. Ursula will definitely let you in the studio so you can get your comment or your question heard, because we want to hear from you, and we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Always, always, always. So until we get that notification that mics are open, Ms. Yolanda, like you said before, you are a very goal-driven person. Do you mind sharing with us what are some of your goals, what's on the horizon for RHD?
Right now, we're this year, I'm proud to say that, you know, I hired some mentors out of D.C. and Jersey. They have been helping to really scale RHD so that we can get to the next level as well. So our main goal this year is to get our first contract with SAMIT and a couple other commercial programs and really, you know, learn everything that there is to learn about commercial work. And another goal that we have is, you know, really being able to offer more jobs to people. So that's something that we're really working on for this year. But our ultimate goal is, you know, I also have a nonprofit. So with that nonprofit, we're going to be giving away a house every year. So, you know, it's a couple of things in the mix with it, but that's like our ultimate goal.
Well, I love it, love it, love it, and I know that you're definitely going to hit those goals, being the goal-driven, oriented person that you are. But like I said, the studio's popping, and you have to be on fire this morning because the master builder, Miss Ann McNeil, is back on the mic. Miss Ann, what's up?
I have a question for you, Yolanda, and that is, can you share with us a struggle that you have had or is having that this organization may help bring benefit or value to you with the resources that we have? Any kind of struggle or challenge that you're looking for?
Yes. So some of the struggles that we have had with the business is staffing. So I'm sorry, say that again. Oh, I thought somebody said something. I'm sorry. So, yeah, staffing needs was a struggle for us, especially in the beginning. You know, but I'm a firm believer, like, hey, you might have to go through 10 people to get to one get person. So that was one of our struggles that we had was, you know, finding good, dependable staff. But thank God, you know, now we have a good team of people because that's very, very important because nobody can run a company by themselves. So I'm very grateful for the team I have now and the people. I'm already just claiming, you know, more good people coming in. Like I'm a big manifestation person. So yeah, I'm just excited about that. But that was one of our major issues is just finding good staffing needs.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Ann, for asking your question, and Tonya for being open with that. We also have Ms. Tonya Rivers and Ms. Gerald in the studio, as well as Ms. Jackie Perry. We are getting at the top of the hour. So like I said, Ms. Jackie, how are you doing this morning? I know that you have some comments that you want to share.
Well, Jada, I am very, very excited to be in the studio with our special guest. But, hey, I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to defer my time to Mr. Gel, who's been hopping off of his seat because he's got a question for our guest. So, Gel, you want to take it away?
It would be my pleasure, and good morning to all. And the question I have for you, Yolanda, is in that reach that you got now with being part of NABWIC, how far do you see yourself stretching from Elizabeth City, or is it just concentrated to the Elizabeth City area? Because you know you got some people on this line listening to you that want to do business with you across the country and across the world. So how do you feel about making that move to expand it from where you are? Is that in your plan?
Of course. I feel like there's no limit to, you know, where we can go. And so I'm originally from Elizabeth City. That's my hometown, so I got to shout them out. But I've been in the Raleigh area for over 20 years. And currently my business operates in North Carolina, the Raleigh area, Charlotte area, South Carolina area, and Georgia area. So I want RC to become a national company. So with that, to answer your question, yes, I feel like NABWIC can actually help us get into multiple states too. Just with the people, you know, that you already have in the organization, we can connect and we can do business anywhere.
Yeah, because knowing Tanya, she's going to connect you across the world. So.
I know. And we are definitely excited about, you know, that opportunity. Like I said, when she first talked to me about this association, I was like, man, this is amazing. You know, I never knew that it was an association out here like that. But I'm like, you know, now that, you know, she's introduced it to me, you know, I'm definitely going to take advantage of it. I'm not going
to
be one of those people that's going to just sit back and don't do anything.
Well, I hear it in your voice loud and clear. And I'm up here in the Washington, D.C. area, and I ain't going to say nothing else but welcome aboard. And I'm glad I made the right decision.
Yes, thank you.
I love it, love it, love it. Thank you, Gerald, for joining in with your comments this morning. So, Ms. Yolanda Lucas, you have us all excited in NABWIC to have you as one of our newest members. So,
I'm excited to be a member.
We're at the top of the hour. So are you ready for the hard questions?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what book are you reading right now that keeps you motivated and going? Or what's one of your favorite books?
So I will say, I have not had a lot of time, like leisure time, to actually read books. But there is a book out called The 48 Laws of Power. I have a couple of friends that have been telling me about it, so I said that, okay, hey, you know what, I'm going to try to take some time to really try to read through that book. But one of the books that I do read is the Bible. That's what keeps me, you know, grounded, certain scriptures and stuff. But as far as just a regular book, I am going to get into The 48 Laws, but that's what I do. Now, just make sure I get a word every day.
Love it, love it, love it. So we're reading The 48 Laws of Power. We love to see what our leaders, our successful members are reading. So, you know, we can add it to our book list. So we will definitely add The 48 Laws of Power in the episode as one of your books that you're reading. So the next question is, because the studio is popping and you have so many brothers and sisters under the NABWIC umbrella and new potential clients that's listening out for you, like Mr. Gerald pointed out, how can we get in contact with you? Do you have social media, website, email? What's the best way to connect?
Yes, my social media is my name, Yolanda Robinson, on LinkedIn and Facebook. We have RC Property has a page, and it's R as in Robinson, H as in Home, D as in Defense, Property with the Y. And I have a website. It's www.rhdproperty.com. And my email address is the letter Y and then Robinson at rhdproperty.com.
Well, thank you so much again, Yolanda Robinson, for joining us this morning on NABWIC Talks, and we definitely appreciate Ms. Tonya Rivers helping connect those dots and ushering you into NABWIC world. So until next Wednesday. This has been an absolutely amazing NABWIC Talks episode. Oh, yeah, but first, Ms. Yolanda, you have any closing remarks you'd like to share with us?
Again, I just want to say thank you all for this opportunity, you know, and I just encourage anybody that has a business, you know, just to keep pushing, you know, don't give up. Just stay persistent and consistent with whatever it is that you're doing and just, you know, connect with the right people and things will start falling into place. Like, just keep the faith.
Yes, indeed. Like she said before, manifest, manifest, manifest. Keep pushing, keep going. Don't give up because we're not giving up on you. We're going to continue to be that advocate, continue to offer the training, and we will continue to offer the safe space for you to come to NABWIC Talks and hang out with us and learn and grow. As always, this has been another absolutely amazing NABWIC Talks episode, and we hope that we see you here next Wednesday, same time, same place at 8:30 a.m. Have a beautiful day. NABWIC Talks.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.